92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Put up the Christmas tree this weekend.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Made sausage rolls last night from scratch.
Oh. Christmas is in the air.
Right? Sausage rolls.
Christmas sausage rolls.
Yeah.
How do you make them?
What
do you use? What meat do you use?
We just did regular pork meat.
Okay.
But we did three different kinds, I think.
You could just buy them frozen.
No,
it's better when you make them fresh.
Way better when you make them fresh.
Plus, how do you make... Do you have to make a different version of them for the girls? Because... Or at least for Catherine? Because
Catherine doesn't eat those things.
Oh, dietary and...
She's not going to eat puff pastry and whatever.
What's a sausage roll?
What's a sausage roll? Never had a sausage roll?
Is it like... No.
Never?
Oh,
my God. They're so good.
I'm also afraid to Google that right now.
Yeah.
You must have had it at some sort of party.
Like, is it like a pig in a blanket?
No, that's more like a hot dog.
That's what I'm envisioning.
No.
Sausage roll is like you take sausage meat.
Okay.
And then you form it into a tube, like a long tube.
Okay.
And then you can season it up ahead of time. I did red onion, shallot, garlic, and balsamic vinegar. And I sauteed the onions all down with all that stuff. And then I put it in the sausage meat and I seasoned it with a little bit of white pepper and thyme. And then I mixed it all up. And then you take that and you make a tube, like a meat tube, like, right?
Okay.
And then you take the long tube of meat and you put it on puff pastry and then you roll the puff pastry over it and you hit it with some egg yolk and then you fold it down and then you stick it in the oven and you chop it up. And so the sausage cooks inside the pastry.
So it's like pig in a blanket.
No, it's not. Pig in a blanket is like a hot dog.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing.
The pig in a blanket is like mini hot dogs.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't had one.
Oh, sausage rolls are so good. And I made a couple big ones and then I made a bunch of little ones.
How many do you make in a batch?
I used two boxes of puff pastry. So I used in total about 8-9 sausages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you go for the mini ones first or the big ones?
I went for the big ones first because they came out first.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's whatever you dip it in too, right? Because you got to dip it in something.
So do you like sauce? a marinara?
You could do a marinara. A lot of people do a marinara. I did HP sauce.
Oh,
and then then I had a hot sauce and I had a mustard. I did three dips. Three dips for them. But sausage, to me, sausage chips, champ. Sausage rolls are Christmas to me because that's what we always had growing up with sausage rolls. Did you have sausage rolls when you were a kid at Christmas?
Yeah.
Yes.
But never like freshly made. It's
in the box and you throw them in the thing. Yeah. But we just wanted to make them. But yeah.
What do you have on the side? Or that's like, it's just a plate of sausage rolls.
Bro, I made the mistake. I thought, hey, you know what would go great with sausage rolls is French fries.
That's so heavy.
Because I'm like, what am I going to do? Am I going to have a salad? You can't have potatoes because sausage rolls aren't a meal. They're just like a little snack. So I made
cut up tomato.
You could have tomato, I guess.
What about like a potato wedge?
It's a lot. Potato wedges.
Really heavy.
No, I did fondant potatoes on Friday, so I didn't want to have more potatoes.
Oh, corn on the cob.
No. Corn on the cob and sausage rolls?
Oh, you're just throwing out random foods right now. How about steamed broccoli?
I did fondant potatoes on Friday. You ever had those?
No.
Oh my God, they're so good. They're my favorite kind of potato.
I don't even know
what
that is.
It's, you take a potato.
Mm-hmm.
And you peel it, and then you cut it flat, so it's flat on both sides. Or you can make it round as well, right? So it's flat on both sides, so it looks like a little cylinder, right? Okay.
When you do that hand motion, you guys should be excited.
Oh,
wait, what? It looks like a little cylinder.
Oh yeah, I'm excited.
Right?
Jesus.
Cheesecake. He also said little, and you were like,
oh yeah.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation. Together, and if that's true, you'll
you back together. And if that's true, you'll just have to tease me when he's kissing. She's feeling greedy, yay!
I think it is 858.
Your luck has changed!
Woo! Oh my goodness. Stop it, I'm so excited right now. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
$92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4
on KISS 92.5.
Why do I love getting my holiday gifts at Shoppers Drug Mart? The PC Optimum points. Perfume for mom? Points for me. Chocolates for the teachers? Oh yeah, points for me. Shoppers, you should totally go. Exclusions apply.
Black Friday weekend at TELUS? It hits different. Because here, you don't just connect with the latest and greatest devices. You also help connect Canadians in need. Because at TELUS, when you buy a phone, we give a phone-in plan to youth leaving foster care to keep them connected to important resources and support systems. So this Black Friday weekend, give back with a purchase that makes a difference. Learn more at telus.com/giveone. Conditions apply. TELUS. Let's make the future friendly.
Fall for Subaru by enjoying fall to the fullest. Think scarlet, burgundy, amber, crimson and copper, but never, never blue. Because with Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive, fall is for thick, dark mud splats, terracotta mountain roads, radiant sunsets, kaleidoscopic leaf carpets, and the boldest of adventures. Avoid autumn blues and visit your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Princess Margaret Lottery early bird deadline is midnight Friday. It's your time to win big with a $2.7 million early bird prize, a Kawartha lakefront cottage, and 50 grand cash. Plus, be in to win the Georgian Bay show home and the $7.4 million grand prize. More than 14 million in prizes to win. Early bird deadline is midnight Friday. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Play responsibly. Travel 1380966. See website for rules and regulations.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Cozy up with festive classics and heartwarming movies streaming all day, every day to get you in the holiday spirit. Season's greeting from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Experience the magic of the holiday season as the Distillery Winter Village returns November 13th to Toronto's historic Distillery District. Stroll cobblestone streets under a canopy of lights. Enjoy festive flavors, see Santa, and take in the majestic 55-foot tall Christmas tree. With holiday photo ops at every turn, it's the picture-perfect place to capture your best holiday memories. Open at 10 a.m. daily. For tickets and event details, visit thedistillerywintervillage.com.
I said this year would be different, but I haven't bought a single gift.
Don't stress. Sephora has gifts for everyone on your list.
Really?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Go on. Do they like to smell nice? Valentino perfume. Do they have hair? Olaplex. Do they have lips? Charlotte Tilbury. Do they have skin? First Aid Beauty.
Okay, I got it. This holiday, don't overthink it. With Sephora, giving something beautiful is easy. Find exclusive gifts in-store or online at sephora.ca.
10,000 years before the birth of Paul Atreides, we founded a sisterhood.
Crave presents the next groundbreaking original series from HBO, Dune: Prophecy. The epic prequel to the classic sci-fi novel.
Sacrifices must be made.
True power begins with control.
Sisterhood above all.
Dune: Prophecy streams November 17th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Red One.
We're coming at you.
Is the movie event of the holiday season.
Santa Claus has been kidnapped.
You're going to help us find him.
You can't trust this guy. He's on the list.
He's a naughty lister.
Naughty lister?
Dwayne Johnson.
We got snowmen!
Chris Evans.
I might just go back to the car.
Let's save Christmas.
I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
All right. Let's say Christmas.
There it is.
Only in theaters November 15th.
The Nissan All-In Clear-Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance select remaining 2024 Rogue from 0.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with the Nissan Rogue and enjoy the 1.5-liter VC turbo engine for a perfect balance of power and efficiency. And with standard all-wheel drive, you're ready for wherever the drive takes you. Conditions apply. Quantities limited. See Nissan.ca for details.
Avec une carrière en soins de santé au Nouveau-Brunswick, vous pouvez profiter plus de votre cours, de vos temps libres, de la vie. Visitez emploisantenb.ca. Un message du gouvernement du Nouveau-Brunswick.
Wednesdays on City TV.
Sometimes patients don't survive. It's the burden we bear.
Saving lives is all that matters for the heroes of Chicago Med.
Crash cart!
I never imagined anything like this.
Fire.
We're gonna get you out of here, okay?
You do what it takes.
And PD.
Officer down.
Get out of the way! Get out of the way!
I'm gonna find the monster. All new Chicago Wednesday on City TV. We're streaming on City TV Plus.
Looking for great gift ideas? At Shoppers Drug Mart, you'll find gifts for them and get PC Optimum points for you. Shop in-store or online. Exclusions apply.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Lives on Kiss 92.5.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
You flip the script for the hell of it. Addicted to betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down. Cause if you dare, you see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there. It's coming back around. And I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know. Boy, king of thieves, weave your little webs of opacity. My pennies made your crown. Trick me once, trick me twice. Don't you know that cash ain't the only price? It's coming back around. And I keep my side of the street clean. You rattling your ground. Karma's on your scent like a bounty hunter. Karma's gonna track you down, step by step from town to town. Sweet like justice, karma is a queen. Karma takes all my friends to the summit. Karma is the guy on the screen, coming straight home to me.
God.
DM, deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So why us?
Here we go. DM deep dive time, y'all.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Today, Avery is asking, if you and the team got Eras tour tickets, what would you wear?
What's Eras? Like, Eras.
Eras. Sorry.
It's fine. I've heard it both ways.
Was on the Eras tour?
Isn't it an era?
Era.
Like the end of an era.
Or an era.
Would an era be like E-A-R?
No, that like would be era. Era. That would be era.
Yeah. She's on her Eras tour.
Okay,
so. Anyway, so.
If you and the team got Eras tour tickets, what would you wear?
Nothing. I wouldn't go. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I'm just like my regular clothes, like t-shirt and jeans.
I assume that if Mocha and I were going to the Eras tour.
Yeah.
There would be a lot of Raza Mocha fans there, which would be incredible. And we would probably wind up taking an extraordinary amount of pictures with fans.
Yeah.
So I think that I would probably dress maybe a little bit better than I normally would go to a concert. Like I'd probably put some sort of outfit on knowing that. But I wouldn't go over the top because I think that that's weird.
What about like a friendship bracelet?
What, just a friendship bracelet?
Yeah, like I have a Raza Mocha Flaming Romos Taylor Swift friendship bracelet.
Where'd you get that?
Somebody made it for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who made that for you?
Somebody who works here.
Yeah. Are you going?
No, I'm not.
No.
I tried to get tickets.
Yeah.
I got one, too.
Yeah.
You got a bracelet, too? Oh, look at us.
How did I not get one?
I don't have one either,
Maury. Cheesecake and I, best
and
friends.
I'm going to be there.
Do you have them with my sisters.
Aw, cute.
I don't have a friend.
What does yours say?
Mine says, I have two different ones. I have one's of my friends, one of my sisters. They say Leo, and then sisters.
Oh, I do have this one. Hold on.
Let me see.
Okay, that's all.
But they're not like Taylor Swift themed. They're just friendship bracelets.
Yeah. I mean, mine's not a friendship bracelet, but.
It's a Rolly. Watch.
Hold on.
I have this one. Does that count?
Oh, that does.
Yeah, what does it say?
Right? It says Pops, my kid.
I love that. Look at that. So invited to the Taylor Swift Eras concert is Roz, myself, Cheesecake, and Maria.
Yeah, Maury, where's your friendship bracelet?
I have a wedding ring.
That you don't wear.
That you barely wear. You wearing it today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey!
Good morning, married. Maury, if you're going to the Taylor Swift concert, what are you wearing?
I always wear my concert polo.
Which is what color?
Like it's a dark blue and it's just like a nice polo.
Why is that the thing you wear to concerts?
Bro, that's the same shirt you had since like before you worked here.
Yeah, but I always just put on my concert polo.
Why?
You don't like change by artist?
Well, okay, good question. If I'm going to Fleetwood Mac, I put on my Fleetwood Mac shirt. If I'm going to Elton John, I wear my Elton John shirt.
Okay, yeah. So you have different outfits.
Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, it's the concert polo.
Yes.
Wow.
Maria, Eras Tour, what are you wearing?
If I was going, I'd probably try to like blend in with everybody. So I've been seeing a lot of girls wearing like sparkly things.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'd probably end up wearing like a sparkly skirt and like a cute top, maybe heels.
Same.
Cheesecake, what are you rocking?
I'm going to wear all black. I always like looking like a security guard at those things.
Fair. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Mike says, did the older guys ever have a midlife crisis? If so, how did you deal with it? And did the younger two, Maria and Shem, go through a quarter life change?
Damn it, Maury, midlife crisis?
I apparently am going through one now.
Oh, who says this?
Matthew says it.
Why? Based on what?
Just because he's like, you're buying like and I think he's going through one because he spent a ton of money on new Christmas decorations.
Right.
So I'm convinced he's in one, but I'm apparently in one just because I'm obsessed with buying coffee beans.
Oh, yeah. You've got a weird, you've turned your obsession from like art and stuff like that now into coffee.
Yeah, so like he's like, you're in some sort of midlife crisis because you just can't stop buying beans.
I would say that Matthew got off pretty easy if that's the midlife crisis of his husband, is buying coffee.
Wait, how much are you spending on coffee beans, though?
Oh, like I'm buying like a bag of beans a day. Or sorry, a
day?
Week? Sorry, a week.
And how much are you spending?
Like $25 each bag.
Coffee, yeah.
That's totally fine.
I would say Matthew got off lucky.
Yeah. If you were spending, let's say, like premium beans, right? And you're spending like $1,000.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that. A week. Then.
Oh.
Sure. What?
And my weight loss, he thinks, has contributed to my midlife crisis.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Sure. Definitely.
Absolutely. Yep.
He's Ross, right. Midlife crisis?
Did I have a midlife crisis? I mean, not really. I don't like, cause I mean, most guys like buy sports cars or like have an affair or, you know, do something crazy. You want to jump out of a plane or I don't go to Thailand. Like, I don't want to do any of that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have any of that stuff in me. But what was I looking at the other day? I was looking at muscle cars online the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like to buy? Or
yeah,
you just, like...
just to buy. Oh. Yeah. But I miss having, I would never get one again. Uh-huh. But in the last couple of years, I miss having a motorcycle.
Oh, okay. So you just want a vehicle that's loud.
Well, I mean, my truck is loud, uh-huh. but I miss having a motorcycle and uh-huh. I wouldn't drive it in the city anymore. I wouldn't do any of that stuff, but I'm not going to get one because I don't think motorcycles are the things that, fathers should have.
Uh-huh.
I think it's irresponsible.
Maria, quarter life crisis. Well, you kind of talked about this before about, you know, training for the half marathon that you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, right? There's a saying that you're either training for a marathon or getting married. So I'm on the latter. Or not the latter, the other part, the first one.
Yeah.
You know what that first one's called?
What? What?
If it's not the latter, it's the...
The first?
Nope.
Nailed it.
The preliminary?
Nope.
Can I go back to the quarter life crisis, please?
No. No, we're going to contribute more to it right now.
If it's not the ladder,
you knew enough to say the ladder
because I only know that phrase.
Is that
because
you're always?
I'm always usually the ladder.
Okay. Okay, but what comes before the ladder? If you're not the ladder, you are the
ground.
No,
no, Maria, no.
That was a good one.
You think it's ladder?
Do you think it's
no? It's, no,
do you
no,
think
no,
it's ladder.
I was making a joke. I didn't it.
Spell it.
LATTER.
Okay. So if it's not that, it's the... Yeah.
If it's not the ladder, it's the... Leader.
No. I don't even know the answer.
Are you the leader or the ladder? No. Come on.
Come on, Maria. I believe in you. I know you know this answer. It's not the ladder. It's the...
Shh.
It's the...
Shh.
It's the start. Shart.
It's the shart. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. If it's not the ladder, it's the shart.
The start.
No. Maria, the word you were looking for is former.
Oh, you said it started with a shiray shit.
I was just making a sound.
Man had the shart. Anyway, that's a wrap on today's DM deep dive. Thank you, everyone. Keep the comments and or questions coming through because we talk about them every day. Thanks, Maria.
Yeah, okay.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
On KISS 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this, cause after all the partying and smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness, and when you're staring at that phone in your lap, and you hoping but them people never call you back, but that's just how the story unfolds, you get another hand soon after you fold, and when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late, I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
The days before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listening to my mixtape. And back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for the gator, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out.
by the airplane.
Can we pretend that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Jules, give me one sec, okay?
Okay.
Does your job suck?
Yeah.
Does it make you hurl?
Yeah.
Roz and Mocha's worst job in the world.
Yeah. Ugh, man, I quit.
We have not done Roz and Mocha's worst job in the world in a very, very long time.
Because I think for a lot of people who listen to the show and have been following along, I think that they felt that it was settled, right? Like that was the thing. Because right now, sitting at number one, if you remember, for the worst job in the world, this is where we just talk to regular people who have regular jobs and listen to the show. And some of them are just like awful. You do it, you contribute, you do your best, but Jacob, who is a cleaner at a hospital, and he's the guy that goes in and has to clean up all the messes, like all the messes that could possibly happen at a hospital. The tool that he uses more than anything else is something called the scraper that he keeps on his cart. So he is like a hospital cleaner. And then number two, Matthew, his job is he goes on to like crime scenes and stuff, and he's a trauma cleaner.
Yeah.
So after something bad has happened, he's the guy that has to go in and pick up the bits. John at number three is, I forgot about John. John's job is that he cleans portable toilets for construction sites, music festivals, and homeless encampments. And he has a super-powered vacuum that constantly clogs.
Guess who has to unclog it? John.
So that's the top three right there.
Jules, you think you have the worst job in the world?
I absolutely do. Okay. I think I could top all of them.
Okay. Go for it.
So I am a nurse. I work in a merge, and we typically have these patients that are called frequent flyers. They're patients that usually show up once a week, repetitively. And this story entails a gentleman that I've had the pleasure of dealing with probably for at least about a year. Mm-hmm. It's the crack of dawn, and I'm just trying to caffeinate my way through another nursing shift when I see my favorite patient on the board. The guy who thinks I'm basically his personal slave. So if I don't bring what he wants in like 0.2 seconds, let's just say he has a way of making my day a living hell.
How?
So I'm running around doing my job when suddenly there's a code blue down the hall. I rush in, go do full CPR hero, and save the day. Feeling totally great. But then I remember I do have Mr. High Maintenance to go back to. The guy's face is completely red. He's screaming at me, telling me I'm the worst nurse in the universe. Then in one swift move, he flips around, face down, throws his butt right in my direction. I kid you not, sprays all over the floor.
Oh, my God. In the emerge?
In the emerge.
But what did he show up for in the first place? You said, like, this guy's like a repeat visitor. Is he showing up once a week with the exact same thing, like same, I guess, quote unquote, ailment, or is it something different every time?
It's something different every time, but they all kind of correspond. In the midst of all that, I'm completely in shock, and I'm trying to get him to sit down and go back into bed. Mm-hmm. So for one, he doesn't fall, and then my foot goes straight into the mess. I go flying like it's a water slide.
Oh no!
On the floor.
Oh.
I'm covered in this gentleman's artwork.
Oh.
And he looks up at me and shrugs and says, "Shit happens."
Oh, God.
And then now months fast forward, and who I see back in my ER. This time, though, he's clenching his stomach and he's looking super uncomfortable. Turns out he has a carrot where a carrot should never, ever be.
Oh.
So this gentleman likes to
Hide things. Just say hide things.
Hide things.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you've seen him at the hospital before because he hid things.
Oh, it would be like hard-boiled eggs. It would be a pen.
All you had to do was say yes.
Yeah, you just had to say things.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
So what happened with the carrot then?
It's not a purse, right? He knows that?
Yeah. Okay. Like, so we kind of tag team this a little bit, me and the physician. But if it's like a really like nasty kind of job, the physician always just like looks at me. He's like, you got this?
Oh, like, wow. So in the case of the carrot, the missing carrot, what'd you have to do? And what tools did you use, if any?
You have to use a bunch of just lube, and I just had to sit there and gracefully. It took probably about 30 minutes for that to come out.
Oh my God.
And he kept wincing that he was in pain. But then when that happened, I kept looking at him and smiling. And I was like, hey, do you remember me? And he kind of gives me like this like smug look. And I'm like, yeah, shit happens.
Oh, right? Again, huh?
Just to like throw it back at him.
Thank you for your submission for.
Yeah. You know what I do? I just put the carrot back.
Worst job in the world.
Oh, I should have.
Right? I just put the carrot back. So we have to deliberate here.
Hold on. Okay, we're going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
So awful, awful things happen at her job.
Yeah.
But I also imagine as a nurse, you sometimes get to deal with like, you know, a cute kid that needs a stitch, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I assume that not everybody is a monster. I assume that you have some people who are there very grateful that she is there. It is a tough job. Not saying it's a tough job, but number one on the list is the other guy that works at a hospital, Jacob, and his only job is to go in and clean up after the worst of a worst happens in a hospital room.
With the tool that they call the scraper.
Right.
Let's see. I think. I don't even know if she's top three. Because yes, these things happen. They don't happen every single day.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, I wouldn't put her over, you know,
position. Porta potty hose? Is she higher than porta potty hose? No.
I think she goes below
porta potty.
Yeah.
Number four?
I would say number four.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Jules.
Yes.
Okay, so unfortunately, you do not, in our opinion, have the worst job in the world, so we can't put you at number one. You are on the list, though.
So, Jules, we're happy to tell you that you have now slid into number four.
Oh, gross.
Look at that. <Jeff. laughs> Maria looks like she's straight up going to throw up right now.
Yes, and if something ever happens, don't worry.
No pun intended there, guys.
No, if something ever happens, don't worry. We have the tools and lube to get you out of position four.
Oh, I appreciate, you know what, if you guys ever end up in a situation like that, your girl's got you.
Damn, thanks, Jules.
You.
Good looking out. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Thank you.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show
on Kiss 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
I just woke up from dream, well, you and I had to say goodbye, and I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized, wherever you go, that's where I'll follow, nobody's promised tomorrow.
show is almost here. And if you still don't have any tickets, don't worry. Thanks to Rogers, we found some more blank spaces at her Toronto show to be filled.
And you're not going to find them anywhere else.
Listen all day for the Taylor Swift back-to-back throwbacks.
When you hear them, text the keyword of the day and your name to 925-555.
Standard message rates apply.
If we call you, you'll go into the daily draw to win a pair of tickets.
Thanks to Rogers, the presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift The Eras Tour.
Kiss 92.5.
From November 7th to 13th, the Great Save event is on at Sport Chek. Take 25% off full-priced items on the top brands in sport. Plus, save up to 50% on featured door crashers. See in store or sportchek.ca for more details.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Experience the new modern Mexicana menu at Mucho Burrito, like pineapple pork al pastor, tender pork, pineapple salsa, and al pastor sauce with a zesty kick. Get it as a taco trio for only $9.95. Or the bold, smoky flavor of our guajillo grilled chicken in a burrito for only $11.75. Get them all in your choice of burrito bowl or taco. And save room for new churro fries, loaded nachos, and taquitos. The new menu at Mucho Burrito. Love what you eat and love Mucho. Prices may vary by location.
The Red Clay Strays. These Moments Tour. Live. Lighting up OLG stage at Falls View Casino on March 19th. With special guest Brent Cobb. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster. Don't miss a moment of the Red Clay Strays. Live.
Avec une carrière en soins de santé au Nouveau-Brunswick, vous pouvez profiter plus de votre cours, de vos temps libres, de la vie. Visitez emploisantenb.ca. Un message du gouvernement du Nouveau-Brunswick.
It's your business. You built it yourself. Let Rogers Sports and Media help make it grow. There's now an easy way to get your business on the air with our radio station or our entire audio network. It's called Rogers Sports and Media Ad Manager. Designed for businesses of all sizes, RSM Ad Manager is self-serve and simple. Get a $250 ad credit to get started, and your audio can be produced at no extra cost. Visit grow.rogersportsandmedia.com for details.
Bring your party to Kelsey's Original Roadhouse this holiday season. Get 10% off when you host a party of 8 or more and use our group menu. Plus, book your event before November 15th for a chance to win a $500 party. Book now at Kelsey's.ca.
Installing a TV on a wall sounds simple, right?
That was easy.
Did you find the stud?
You're looking at him. Oof, I can fix that.
Saving up to $900 on car and home insurance with Bel Air Direct is simple. Bel Air Direct. Insurance simplified. Certain conditions apply.
Join the circle of life at the Lion King. Don't miss your chance to experience the world's number one musical. The Lion King is one of the most awe-inspiring productions ever brought to life on stage. Feel alive at the Lion King. Now on stage at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre. Book at Mervish.com.
The Nissan All-In Clear-Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance select remaining 2024 Sentra from 0.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with the Nissan Sentra, featuring a beautifully redesigned front grille and sporty design. And the available Around View monitor helps give you a 360 view of what's around you, and maybe what having superpowers feels like. Conditions apply. Quantities limited. See Nissan.ca for details.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's Kiss 92.5, proudly broadcasting in the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, the Haudenosaunee peoples, and the Mississaugas of the Credit. This is Kiss.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am.
York City. Midnight into morning coffee. Burning through the hours talking. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. In this bed next to you, swear the room, yeah, got no ceiling. If we lay, let the day just pass us by. I might get to too much talking. I might have to tell you something. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you.
Original game right now.
This is 5 and 7.
We have not played 5 and 7 in quite a while.
Right.
Always glad to have this game on the show.
5 and 7, very easy. We will ask Dammit Maury to name 5 things. He has 7 seconds to name those 5 things. Mocha, you will be the official judge and timekeeper.
Okay.
Dammit Maury, are you ready?
Okay.
Maury,
mm-hmm.
Name 5 shades of yellow.
Oh my God. Banana, like pea, mustard.
Loser.
Okay. Bro.
Not sure that pea is an official, shade of
like urine.
Yellow?
He said shade. He didn't say things that are yellow.
but I don't like, I assume, okay.
Buttercup is a shade of yellow. Lemon, corn, yeah. Mustard yellow.
I said that.
Gold.
Banana.
Not on my list, no. saffron is a shade of yellow. These are all official
saffron.
Shades. Saffron is, Maury. Saffron is. Damn it, Maury.
Mm-hmm.
Name 5 words that rhyme with toner.
Loner. Boner. Loner, toner, boner. Loner, toner, boner.
Loser.
We didn't ask you to repeat, man.
Okay, yeah. So 5 words that rhyme with toner. Maury gave loner, toner, boner.
Did I get boner?
You never did.
I would have given you yes. Loner, owner, donor.
Owner.
Stoner.
Yes. I was hung on boner.
you never are.
Okay. Guys.
What?
Damn it, Maury.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Name five animal milks that humans drink that don't come from cows.
Oh, okay. Sheep, goat, I don't want to say dog.
Yo, what? Okay.
I said I don't want to say dog.
Don't. Loser. Don't say dog, because people don't drink dog milk.
Oh.
Oh. Would have given you camel. Yeah.
Since goat, when?
Goat.
I said goat.
Yak, buffalo, horse milk. People drink horse milk. Giraffe. Also cockroach.
What?
No.
Wait a second. Yes, they
no,
did.
They don't.
They discovered protein sequences in cockroach milk with all the essential amino acids, proteins, fats, and
what?
Sugars. And the cockroach milk turns out to be 3.5 times more calorie rich than cow's milk. Problem is gathering enough cockroach milk to drink.
Do they have teeth?
I imagine so.
How
I don't
do you
know.
Milk a roach?
It's got to come from somewhere. All right.
Damn it, Maury.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Aside from water, name five liquids found in nature.
Sap, syrup, dew, liquids that are found, rain.
Loser.
would have given you oil, would have given you
those,
lava.
Okay, yeah, if you want to call those liquids.
Natural gas. Yeah, sure. No. Maple syrup.
They are.
Blood, I would have given you.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. Finally, yeah. Damn it, Maury.
Mm-hmm.
Name five words that start with C and end with K.
I have to say it. Clock. Chalk.
Okay. A lot of beeping in there. You can only imagine what he said.
Yeah.
Maury would have given you cook, cork,
mm-hmm.
clock, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Chunk.
Yeah.
Would have given you, well, I would have said you were right. I would not have given you, but I would have said you were right had you said crack.
Did I get the other one right too?
No.
Oh. Yes.
Technically, yes.
I got it.
You did not get five.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly how you play 5 and 7.
Yes. This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
My
Unlimited
on Kiss 92.5.
Remember when I got that weird message from someone where they were just like, hey, want to see something cool? And then they sent us the link for that show. I think it was called Brand New Cherry Cola or something like that. It was a TV show that nobody had seen.
Yeah.
And it was like
on Netflix or something,
some
right?
horrific scene that was completely out of context, everything else.
Yeah.
So I got another one.
Okay.
And I watched this show, so I sort of know what's coming.
Okay.
But I don't know if you guys do. So I get another message being like, want to see something cool.
Uh-huh.
And then it says from season 3, episode 4, 42 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay.
So From is a show on, I think, like Paramount or Prime. Prime Video. And it's awesome. And I watch it. Right. Uh-huh. I hadn't seen this episode yet. So it's from season 3, episode 4, 42 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay. What's the show about? Is it going to spoil?
No. It's a show. There's this weird little town and people from all over America were driving in different parts of America. And then they come to a part of the road where there's a tree and then they go to turn around and they see the tree again and they get stuck in this loop.
Uh-huh.
And getting out of the loop, they all go into this little town. And then the problem with this little town is at night, zombies come out to try and kill them.
Oh, okay.
Right. So they're all trying to get out of this town that they can't escape from. And zombies come out at night.
Okay.
Okay. So here is I'm going to share my screen.
Yeah.
And let me know if you guys can all see this.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So here we go.
Okay.
And you don't look away.
Okay.
Okay. Don't look away.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And just to answer your question, the thing that you do see, in case anybody asks,
mm-hmm.
it's a gunshot wound.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Right. It looks like somebody's laying on the bed here.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So here we go. Here we go.
Pulling the blanket off the person.
There's somebody on the bed.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's pulling the blanket off her. She looks dead.
Oh, yeah, very dead.
Thanks.
Okay. I don't see anything yet.
What is that?
Gauze. It looks like it's covering a cut or, I guess, the gunshot.
Yeah. What?
Okay, she's taking...
She's pulling the gauze
off, and there's, like, there's a hole.
Yeah.
The gunshot hole.
Yeah.
And she's pushing she's pushing on the gunshot wound, and like a little bit of blood's coming out. And then
stop it.
Oh my god, she's
No!
Oh, thank God.
No! What are you doing?
Not again!
No, what are you doing? So, can I say what's happening? She's taking her index middle finger, sticking it into the gunshot wound, and her bloody hand, she's then sticking it in her mouth, and she's licking all the blood off.
Yeah, she has issues, that girl.
Anyway,
if you're interested, the show is From. I love it a lot.
Oh.
Some of my favorite shows of the last couple of years. It's season 3, episode 4, 42 minutes and 40 seconds.
Dog, there you go. Disgusting.
Thank me later.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Mm-hmm.
92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Yeah. Gang, gang in the building.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
AKA, hey, pals.
Yes, baby. That's my line. Yes. Hey, pals.
I have so many friends that use hey, pals now.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
They text.
Yeah.
In the group chat, they'll text, hey, pals, and then with the Forrest Gump gif of him waving on the boat to Lieutenant Diane.
Right? What's wrong with that? Nothing.
Nothing. It's like it's entered pop culture.
Hey, pals.
And every now and then, I don't know if it's one person or a bunch, just at different times, on text, the Roz and Mocha text line, 925-555, someone would just in all caps write, hey, pals.
Oh, I get hey, pal, and then the message. I'll get people forward me something from, like, Threads, where they're like, hey, pal, thought you'd be interested in this.
Threads.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're in the Threads world now?
I thought Threads was going to be like a cleaner, safer, wiser, more calm version of Twitter. Threads is awful.
It is.
I went on Threads not that long ago. There is so much junk on Threads. Like, just garbage. Like, it's a different kind of garbage. Like, Twitter's full of garbage.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like, it's like...
Threads is a kind of a dumping ground.
Threads is another, like, it's just a whole other area of garbage. Right? And I'm like, whoa, made that mistake. Won't make it again.
Did you delete it? Well, I guess you can't.
You can't because if you,
tied to your Instagram.
Yes, if you delete Threads, you delete your Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is another problem. So it just exists there. It's just like AI on my phone. I don't want that on my phone either.
I
can't get rid of it.
I was going to delete Facebook because I'm never on it.
Right.
And, like, I just yesterday went just to see, like, what was happening.
Yeah.
And, like, I get the notification you have X amount, like, 1,000-something messages.
Yeah.
On Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going through those.
No, no.
I never go on Facebook.
The vast majority. Here's... So
I'm gonna get rid of it.
The vast majority of those 1,000 messages on Facebook, I know exactly what they are, is because Facebook is still the number one place where people get birthday reminders.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I never use Facebook and I don't post on like nothing on Facebook, but when your birthday happens, it is a floodgate of people because they go on Facebook and they see, hey, it's somebody's birthday, and they just write HBD or whatever in a message, and that's what
you can just like do you just like deactivate your account or just delete it forever?
Facebook? Uh-huh. I don't even know.
I think is Facebook is attached to so much now that it'd be really hard for you to delete it.
Like what if I really?
Yeah. Like I need Facebook to even get into like our KISS accounts because you need to have a Facebook account to use it.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to just delete.
What if I
things.
Want to go?
Oh.
Just don't use it. It's best to just not use it.
No, but I just want to like erase my like my history of just posts and stuff.
Oh, you can just go in and do that and
but
delete.
But that's one by one?
Yeah.
I can't batch delete everything?
I don't know.
Well, can't you do what you can do on Instagram, which is, I guess, hide your account? Like, you can still have an Instagram account, but just deactivate it for 30 days.
Yeah, I think you can. Yeah, you can probably hide it, right? Or just make super private and just make don't let anybody be able to see it.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, also, just don't open it.
Yeah.
I know, but like...
Yeah. What are you worried about? Like, there's stuff on there?
No, there's nothing on there. I just never use it. Because I was going through, I was doing like a cleanup on my phone and just deleting apps that I don't use anymore.
Right, right, right.
And that's why I ended up on the Facebook one.
Facebook's a weird one because you used to spend the majority of time just cruising around on people's Facebook pages, right? Like, that's what you really did.
Uh-huh.
But now Facebook is just the feed. Like, I never go to somebody's personal Facebook account.
Yeah.
Shem does. You know, click on pics.
Come on now.
Come on now.
Unless you're doing an FBI agent deep dive.
I never.
Look at Maria. When was the last time you were agent, Maria?
Me?
On Facebook, when was the last time?
My friends are FBI agents every day.
No. So yesterday?
No, not yesterday. I mean, like last week.
but everybody knows that when you come across an Instagram account that's private, chances are, if they're of a certain age, they created that Facebook account years ago and it's fully public.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right? Like I know that with like three of my friends. I'm like, why is your thing private when you're Facebook? And they're like, oh, Facebook.
I thought you were going to say at a certain age, if it's private, you'll see underneath in small lettering, it says followed by @ Shem.
Come on now.
Snitches, man.
Come on.
Snitches.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
On KISS.
Celebrate mornings.
Keeps rolling, rolling out.
keep hoping, hoping I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is take me back to riding bikes around the cul-de-sac and jumping over sidewalk cracks with my brother after school. Dreams we had, never knew we would grow up so fast. And summers underneath the sun don't last, even if you want them to. And suddenly I woke up one day looking more like my dad. The world don't seem so big no more, and I gotta face the facts. Keeps rolling, rolling, I keep hoping, hoping I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is
think about time keeps moving.